There's the gun. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. The Green Bay Packers 34, the New York Giants nothing.
The third quarter has been brought to you by Marlboro, the filter cigarette with the unfiltered taste. Why don't you settle back with a Marlboro? You know, it takes mighty good makings to give you unfiltered taste in a filter cigarette. And that's what you get in the famous Marlboro recipe. Plenty rich, plenty mild through the pure white select rate filter. So relax, settle back with a Marlboro. You get a lot to like. Filter, flavor, pack, or box. Marlboro. The fourth quarter is brought to you by Ford, maker of the Galaxy. The Ford Galaxy can outperform the most expensive American luxury cars and does it in a whisper. Why not see the elegant 62 Galaxy now? See for yourself what Galaxy can do with the brand new high-performance Thunderbird engine. And see for yourself how Galaxy can save you the time and trouble of frequent car servicing. Your Galaxy will require servicing only twice a year or every 6,000 miles. See the elegant 62 Galaxy now at your Ford dealer. We pause 10 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady.
Fourth quarter, Green Bay, Wisconsin, along with Jim Leeming, Ray Scott on hand. Giant ball, third and nine at the Packer 31, and Tittle fades the pass. He's throwing out in the right flat. It is incomplete. It was overthrown at the 15-yard line. Intended receiver Kyle Roach. It fell incomplete. It will be fourth down and nine. Y.A. Tittle at quarter. Phil King and Bob Gators in running back position most of the time. Although the Giants have gone into what I have referred to, Jim, for want of a better phrase, quite frankly, as a spread formation, which sees only the one running back in position actually to take a handoff from the quarterback, as they have moved either strong right or strong left, moving the other back out as an actual inside flanker. Fourth down, nine, giant ball. Out to the right, Roach, to the left, Schaffner. Now it is Walton splitting out more to the right. They're in the spread, strong to the right, Tittle fades the pass. He has a little bit of time, but not down he goes at the 40-yard line. Willie Davis, Dave Hanner, Bill Quinlan. Y.A. Tittle that time, in all honesty, just never had a chance. It appeared for a second that he was going to get that pass away, but right about then, Hanner was the first to meet him, and down he went, and this Packer defensive unit has given the ball over to the offense. Green Bay ball, first down at their 40, and the Packers defense has been just tremendous so far, Jim.
But Davis must get a big pat on the back from Coach Vince Lombardi after the ball game that he's played today defensively.
Moore and Horning are behind Starr. Moving left to right, it is Horning trying to go off the left side, and it's no gain. Horning, the second man through. Hit down by Jim Katkavich. Forward progress, the 40, although Horning was eventually wrestled back about 4 yards by Jim Katkavich. No gain, second down 10. Early fourth quarter. From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the National Football League's championship game has seen the Packers so far play just about as sharp a game as you'd ever see anybody play anywhere. Starr has the team set. Second and 10 from Green Bay's 40. Pitch to the left to Tom Moore, trying to go wide, gets away from one man, is wrestled down for a loss of 35 by two more. A loss of 5 at the 35, I should say. Dick Lynch first to meet him. Sam Huff helped pin him down. Tom Scott there as well. Loss of 5, third and 15. In the second half, the Packers have scored 10 points. Jim Taylor goes into the game. He'll be in the Packer backfield. Tom Moore will come out. The clock showing a little better than 13 minutes left in the contest. The hand you hear in the background is for Tom Moore. Third and 15. Green Bay from their own 35. To the left, McGee. To the right, Dowler. And Starr fades the pass. Straight back, right over the middle to Horning. He's at the 40, 45, 48. He'll be short of a first down by about a yard. A quick pass over the middle as Horning worked himself free. He is finally tackled by Joe Morrison and Sam Hutt. And getting up very slowly is going to be Sam Hutt. Horning tried to help him to his feet as it'll be fourth and about one. And anticipating a punt, Joe Morrison will be dropping back along with Joel Wells. And Dowler will punt from about the Green Bay 35-yard line with about 12 and a half minutes left in the game. Pass from center. The kick is away. It's end over end. Fair catch at the Giant 20 by Joe Morrison. Giants will have the ball at the 21 as the ball is spotted. Let's see who the Giant quarterback will be. It'll be Y.A. Tittle. Y.A. Tittle will be in the backfield as quarterback. Phil King will be at one position. We'll see if it's going to be Gators or Wells at the other. Alex Webster, who was hampered a bit by injuries several games ago, has not played very much today since early in the game. Snap of the ball, fading the pass is Tittle. He's looking, he's throwing deep for Schaffner, and Whittington intercepts. He is being wrestled all the way back to the Packer 20-yard line by Schaffner. Jess Whittington, matching Schaffner stride for stride, took the ball away from him. Their third interception. Green Bay has the ball. And Jim, I think the folks would be interested in that little piece of paper that was just handed us.
Well, the paid attendance here today, 39,029. This is a record Green Bay crowd. Actually, it's above the capacity of the stadium here because of the temporary seats which have been installed for this championship game.
First down, Green Bay at their own 38-and-a-half-yard line. That's where the ball was spotted. That's where it was intercepted. Starr throws quickly to Dowler. He drops it in the right flat. Tempers flare for a moment as Barnes and Huff and Dowler had a difference of opinion. It is merely an incomplete pass. The officials immediately take over. It'll be second and 10, Green Bay, from their own 38-and-a-half-yard line. Early in the fourth quarter, Green Bay leading by a score of 34-0. Ball at the inbounds marker near side of the field. Out to the right, Dowler. To the left, McGee. Horning is in the backfield along with Tom Moore. About a six-man Giant line as Huff moves right into that line right now. Off to the left is Tom Moore across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. He's hit upright by Huff and Morrison. Forward progress will be spotted. Let's see. The ball will be placed down at the 41-yard line. Let's call it a gain of three and third down seven.
Ray, if you could boil this down to one word, I think that you could say the Packers had momentum today, and the New York Giants just haven't been able to get on track with but a very few exceptions.
We're ready to go. Third and seven. Snap of the ball. Penalty flags are down all over the field. We'll watch the referee. I saw at least three markers down. The penalty is against New York. 5 yards. Ball placed down at the 46. Offside indicated it will be third and now about two instead of third and seven. Giants defensive unit, Cut Cavage, Modzelewski, Greer, Robustelli, Livingston, Huff, Scott, Barnes, Morrison, Patton, Lynch. Third down two, Green Bay from their own 46. Fourth period, Packers lead 34-0. To the right, Dowler. Fairly tight left end, McGee. Ron Kramer, a tight right end. Starr takes to the first man, gives to Horning. He goes to midfield to the Giant 47. Picking his way beautifully behind a tremendous offensive charge by that line led by Forrest Gregg this time. Greg in front of the ball carrier. First down, Green Bay at the Giant 47-yard line. Tom Moore comes out of the game for Green Bay. Into the game is Jimmy Taylor, and it's a draw play to Taylor. He's at the 45, 40, 35. He's at the 30, swings to the right, 25, 20. He hits Barnes and goes out of bounds at about the 13. A draw play to Jimmy Taylor. Jim went straight ahead, swung to the right, moved to the 14-yard line. Green Bay has another first down. Jim?
On that play, Ray, Jim had a scarcity of blockers, but the couple that he had out ahead of him, he certainly used them well in gaining about 10 or 15 extra yards with the use of this couple that he had out there with him.
32 yards for Taylor. First down, Green Bay at the Giant 14. Starr gets to Horning. He swings to his left. He is going to be down at the 20-yard line for a loss of 6. As Andy Robustelli, playing defensive right end beautifully, turned the play in and helped make the tackle at the same time with aid then from Cat Cabbage. Huck. Loss of 6. Second down and now 16, Green Bay, from the Giant 20, with about 9.5 minutes left in this championship game. And the Packers leading by 34-0. Bart Starr directing a beautifully diversified Green Bay attack has used just about every weapon in the arsenal created by Vince Lombardi and his staff to score today. To the left, McGee. To the right, Dowler on second down, 16 at the Giant 20. And Starr fades the pass, throws out to the right to Horning behind blockers. He cuts at the 20, goes to the 15, drives to the 12. A quick flip in the right flat behind a screen of blockers of Dowler, Masters, Ron Kramer making the tackle, Dick Modzelewski. Gain on the play, 8 yards. It will be third and a long 7 at the Giant 12. Perhaps 8 would be closer to correct. Starr allowed the rush, flipped to Horning. Gain to the 7. Starr fades to pass. As time looks, he's throwing for the corner for Kramer. It is incomplete at the goal line. Joe Morrison defending in the left corner. It will be fourth down. The kicking unit comes in. Horning has been successful today from the 17-yard line and from the 22-yard line with field goal attempts. He is 2 for 2. The ball will be placed down. I believe I said at the 7. I beg your pardon. It was at the 12-yard line that play started, but it is fourth down and about 8. And Starr will be in holding position from about the Giant between the 19 and 20-yard line, an angle off to the right. Ball is snapped, down, kick in the air. It's good. There's timeout on the field with the score. The Green Bay Packers, 37. The New York Giants, nothing.
It's the Galaxy Sports New Galaxy, features of the future now. Beautifully built to be even more service-free. Twice a year maintenance that made it all. See the Galaxy Sports New Galaxy. Elegance with power to win. With Thunderbird style and gold, built for people in the know.
Galaxy will go 30,000 miles between major lubrications, 6,000 miles between oil changes and minor lubrications.
Beautifully built to be even more service-free. Twice a year maintenance has made it pop. See the Galaxy, Ford's New Galaxy. There are two of them to see. The Galaxy 500 and Galaxy 5-4.
Now, at your Ford dealers.
City Stadium, Green Bay, Wisconsin, the scene of action, ladies and gentlemen, along with Jim Leeming, Ray Scott on hand, with about 8 minutes left in this championship game. And the Green Bay Packers leading by a score of 37-0, and Ben Agajanian preparing to kick off.
Ray, we've had a cold day, but actually it's turned into a very beautiful day. With but few exceptions, the sun has been bright and shiny.
Agajanian's kick is fairly high, and at the 6-yard line is taken by Gators to the 15, to the 20, tries to go to the right, and is submerged at the 26-yard line. First year back, Bob Gators of New Mexico State, one of a host of first-year players who have made good in the National Football League. Bob Gators, 5'11", 215, played in New Mexico State. The Giants will go with Y.A. Tittle at quarterback. From their own 26-yard line, inbounds marker, far side of the field. Y.A. Tittle has Webster back in the backfield now. First we've seen him in a long while. Fumble, ball is picked up and followed on by a Giant at the 22-yard line, Bob Gators. A fumble on the snapback. Loss on the play to the 22 as Bob Gators alertly fell on the loose football. Loss of 4, second down, 14. And in from the Giant bench across the way comes Phil King. Del Schaffner is the left end. Joe Walton, the tight right end. King is going to replace Webster. Phil King from Vanderbilt, 6'4", 225. To the left, Schaffner. To the right, Rote. Second and 14, Giant from their 22. Tittle fades to pass. Gives ground, throws over the middle. It is complete to Schaffner, tackled immediately by Jess Whittington at the Giant 36-yard line. First down, very close to a first down. Yes, now signaled, first down at the Giant 36. The clock is running with about 7 minutes left in the game. The Packers lead by 37-0. In what has so far been truly a team effort, perhaps we should say a squad effort, offense as well as defense. Tittle has the Giants set. Fades to pass. He's rushed. He throws out to the right flat. It is in and out of the hands of Rode and incomplete. And Tittle that time was rushed unmercifully by Bill Quinlan and Ray Nitschke. Phil, into the game goes the veteran M. Tunnell. He's going to replace John Simak. And the hand is for Simak. Veteran M. Tunnell playing against the team for whom he performed so well for so many years. It is second and 10. Tittle fades to pass. Nope, he's going to hand off on a draw play instead to Phil King. Loss of 2 yards. Bill Quinlan had it spotted and made the tackle. Loss of 2. It'll be third and 12. M. Tunnell has played 14 years. This is his 14th year in the National Football League from the University of Iowa. And, Jim, he is a great one.
He's one of the old pros in the league. He and Y.A. Tittle is in his 14th season, too.
It is third and 12. It's a spread to the right. Tittle fading the pass. Throwing out to the right, intended for Rode. Intercepted by Greminger, and he drops the ball. He had it for an instant, and I do believe, Jim, that Kyle Rote looked directly into the sun's rays and never saw that football.
The ball is not only the sun at that time, but the ball is very, very hard to hold on to out there today. And the Giants, of course, have had more difficulty holding on to it than have the Green Bay Packers here today. Some of the players, I noticed the linemen, the interior linemen, all wearing gloves. And on the defensive unit, quite a number of them are.
It is fourth and 12, and Chandler is in the punt. Takes the pass from center. His punt is away. It is going to land at the Packer 37, and will be allowed to roll free by Lou Carpenter and Willie Wood, and it will be blown dead at the Packer 25-yard line, where Green Bay will take over the ball. A first down at their own 25-yard line. And you know, one of the former Packer greats who wanted so very much to be here today, who has stayed on in Green Bay since his playing days, I'm talking about Ted Fritsch,
who coaches in Green Bay's Premontory High School. They tell me he had to be restrained by the doctor. He was seriously ill, but the doctor had to actually force him to stay home, and I know how much he wanted to be here today. First down, Green Bay. Star pitches to Tom Moore, comes to the outside to the right, cuts behind a good block, and is nailed at the 31-yard line. Quick pitch to Tom Moore behind a block by Ken Iman, who is in the game in the offensive line for Green Bay. Tackled by Barnes. Ron Kramer is being replaced. Paul Horning comes out. Listen to the ovation for Horning. Truly, thousands of people here got on their feet to give an ovation to Paul Horning as it's Green Bay's second and four from their 31, leading 37 to nothing over the Giants late in the ball game. Elijah Pitts is in the backfield, and it's Tom Moore straight ahead to the 35, spins to the 40 to the 42-yard line. First down, Green Bay, as Tom Moore, finding daylight, actually twisted away from one tackler to give him an additional 5 yards. Out of the game comes Max McGee with about 4 minutes left in the contest. Ron Kramer, Max McGee, Paul Horning have all departed to tremendous ovations of this obviously partisan crowd in Green Bay. First down of the Packer 42, moving left to right late in the ball game. Lou Carpenter is in. Elijah Pitts off the left side will sprint to about the 44, and that's all.
Evidently, Ray, Coach Vince Lombardi in the closing minutes here is trying to get as many into the game as he can and, of course, get the ovation for the great stars of the Packers for this season.
Boyd Dowler has just left to a great ovation and has been replaced by Lee Fulkins, a first-year player from the University of Washington. Gain on the play of a yard. Second down, 9. Getting ready to go into the game at quarterback is Johnny Roach, a former SMU star. Second and 9, Green Bay from their own 43. Long count by Star. Fades as if the pass. Hands off to Pitts. Off the left side, he fights to the 46. It'll bring up, and into the game goes Roach. Out of the game, Bart Star. With a score, the Packers 37, the Giants nothing.
Close the door of the new Fairlane 500 and listen. It's the new sound of quality. Quality that's part of the totally new Fairlane 500 by Ford.
Right, the Fairlane 500, right price, right size. Right between the Galaxy and Falcon, the Fairlane Zoo for 62, the car that's just right for just about everybody, just about everybody.
Right! The new Ford Fairlane 500, right between Galaxy and Falcon. Right size, a foot shorter on the outside, big car room on the inside. Right price, price below many compacts. The car that's just right for just about everybody. Test the quality yourself. Close the door of the new Fairlane 500. At your Ford dealers now.
Elijah Pitts just swung out to the right and lost a couple of yards for Green Bay. And on fourth down coming up, Boyd Dowler is in the punt. The Giants are going to drop back Joel Wells and Joe Morrison in twin safety.
And I see right now, Ray, both the benches are being given the two-minute warning. And in order to be able to pick out the outstanding player, as far as the Packers are concerned today, would be a most difficult job. Bart Starr was just tremendous in every phase of quarterbacking this fine team. Of course, Paul Horning with the 19 points that he scored here today. Have to make him one of the big ones, too, but never forget those fellows up on the line who did such a marvelous job all afternoon, defensively, offensively, the defensive backfield, and I guess, as you said a short time ago, this
would have to be a squad applause, I'm guessing right now.
You're so right, Jim, and a tremendous tribute not only to the Packer coaching staff, but the Packer fans who have supported this game so very well. Boyd Dowler's in the punt. Wells and Morrison back to receive. The punt's away. A tremendous boot is going to land at the Giant 5, roll dead at around the 9-yard line, where it'll be grabbed by Herb Adderley. Another tremendous punt by Boyd Dowler is down by first-year back Herb Adderley. There's timeout on the field with a score of the Packers 37, the Giants nothing.
Now here's a commercial with a twist, the Falcon's twist.
You're going to get a new Falcon?
A 62 Falcon.
Everybody loves Falcon, so listen, Malcolm. Pick me up in your Falcon. I'll be ready at 8.
I'll be there with my Falcon. We'll have a wonderful ride.
And I'll be right at your side.
Economical Falcon. Cost so little to run.
With the money we save with a Falcon,
we can sure have a barrel of fun. Everybody loves Falcon.
Lots of reason to vote.
Cause you get more, more, more from a Falcon.
The car America loves the most.
It's America's favorite, so economical, low-price compact car.
Oh, Malcolm.
Go to your Ford dealer. You'll be welcome, Malcolm.
The Giants are coming up now to about a third and about 9 situation as Y.A. Tittle just misses on a pass out on the left flat on a down-and-out pattern to left-end Del Schaffner, who had such a great season with the Giants. And you know, so many times, Jim, it seems to me, with only seconds remaining here in this championship game, that when a game does end, as it seems to about to end, with the Packers leading by a rather decisive score, we're inclined to forget the great job done by the vanquished team during the regular season. And there's no doubt about it, as the Giants now go into their version of the shotgun. Tittle is back in a short punt formation. He's going to pass them near the goal line to the right flat. It is intercepted by Herb Adderley at the 30. He goes to the Giant 25, swings to the 20. He's going to try and turn the corner. He does. He goes to the 15-yard line. Herb Adderley comes up with the Packers' fourth pass interception of the game. Y.A. Tittle passing out of, Jim, what I would call the Giant version of the highly publicized San Francisco 49er shotgun offense, finds Herb Adderley, the rookie from Michigan State, intercepting. And my goodness, what a ball-hawking job this Packer defense has done today.
They certainly have. As a matter of fact, on that play, one more block and Herb Adderley might have been gone all the way.
First down, Johnny Roach at quarterback, Tom Moore at left half. Roach trying to sneak straight ahead. Lou Carpenter's in the backfield. Time just running out. Packers content to hold on to the ball. The crowd, time counts off the seconds. New Year's Eve in Green Bay, Wisconsin's going to be something. No more time remains. There's the gun. That's the end of the game with the final score, the Green Bay Packers 37, the New York Giants nothing. We'll be back in a moment with the final wrap-up of today's game.
Fans, how long has it been since you've driven a Ford? Today there are 4 classes of cars, and only Ford has all 4. First, there's the compact Falcon, America's lowest price 6-passenger car. Over 1 million proud owners prove it's still America's most popular compact car. Next, the Ford Fairlane. Available with Ford's famous V8 power. It's in a class by itself, right between the compacts and the big cars, with the best features of both. Big car room, ride, and performance. Compare savings and maneuverability. And the price tag below many compacts. The third, or full-size class, is the elegant Galaxy with its optional super high performance Thunderbird engine. Galaxy will outperform America's most expensive cars, yet requires servicing only twice a year or every 6,000 miles. Fourth, for the people who want the very finest, the Thunderbird. Now in four outstanding models. How long has it been since you've driven a Ford? Whatever you're looking for in a car, look to the long Ford line at your Ford dealer.
Right? Right, Jim Leeming. Realizing that many of you did not have a chance to follow this game from its inception, we'll do our very best to pick out very quickly the highlights of this game. We tell you first, this is the fifth shutout ever recorded in a championship game. The last time it was turned in, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Chicago Cardinals in 1948 by 7-0, and the following year shut out the Los Angeles Rams 14-0, and until today, that's the last time it was performed in championship play. And as it turns out, and I guess perhaps, Jim, it might be a justice of some sort, it is turned in, the shutout...